You said a little more work on defense?
You did kind.
Well, look, I think it's glaringly clear what the Raiders have to focus on this offseason. And, I don't know what they do. You know, maybe there are a couple guys that they can commit to on defense. You know, the young guys who they drafted. But, man, everybody else, I think it's up in the air. It's really up in the air. I mean, if you think you can replace a position, if there's somebody that can come in, I think that position gets replaced. I mean, I think that's how bad the defense was this year. And, we had a year like that in 97. You know, we were the number one rated offense, I think the last rated defense in the league. So I don't think the guys were that bad, but the offense wasn't as good as our offense in 97. So I think from that standpoint, man, there's a lot of work to be done on the defense for sure.
They have a lot of tough decisions to make, like you said, and there's a couple of things here. First of all, they've got, draft capital invested in young dudes. So do you just turn the page on a guy after, a year or two? That's kind of tough to do. And a lot of the money they spent this offseason, Tim, those weren't 1-year deals. You're gonna if you get rid of them, you're gonna have to take a hit money wise. So I mean, it's a rough situation.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're gonna have to be smart by that, right? I mean, there are gonna be some things they're gonna be limited by, but where there are not limitations, I think they're gonna have to move, man, and they're gonna have to, be aggressive about some things. I think offensively this team is pretty set. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to go out and bring in maybe a more veteran receiver to help these younger guys. But you got a guy like Darren Waller, who is obviously the top of the league. And if he had one guy, one receiver who was more consistent, and Aguilar had a great year. I mean, let's give him credit. I mean, looking at where he came from and how he had played in Philly, he had an incredible year. So let's give him credit for what he's done. I still think they need another guy. Aguilar is more of a deep guy. You need that consistent 5, 10, 15-yard guy that everybody knows is going to be your third down guy when you need to, and that'll take a lot of pressure off Derek.
That's the voice of Tim Brown, former great wide receiver with the Raiders and around the league, and great guy. Thanks for joining us today, Tim, once again. But you mentioned Darren Waller. I was going to go somewhere else, actually, but let's go to Darren Waller because he did break your franchise record yesterday. What were your thoughts kind of seeing him do that?
I tell people close to me, me getting to 104 catches was really – a fraud. I'm a fraud. I caught 14 balls in the last game, right? It was one of those games where we were just doing whatever we need to do defensively. I think we lost the game 47-45 or some crazy, score like that. I never felt like that was a legitimate, I'm more proud of the 90 catches, the 88 catch, seasons I had, because those were real. And that 14 spot and on the last, really, I should have been at 90, 95 catches or something. So, look, I did think the thing would stay forever, right? Until the league changed. When the league changed about 5, 7, 8 years ago, I realized that record was going to go down. I thought Amari Cooper would take it down. But after his first year, I think he had almost 100 catches. But he had some injury-filled years the next couple of years. I can tell you this, I never thought a tight end would take it down, that's for sure. So seeing it go down the way it did was really incredible, and I'm happy for the guy, man. He's gone through a lot. He's fighting through it, doing the right thing, and that's what this thing is all about.
Is he really a tight end, though?
Well, no, he's not. I mean, he was a big receiver at Georgia Tech. That's what he was. And, and people just made him into what is, but do we really, I mean, is Kelce really a tight end? Is Kittle really a tight end? All these guys are big receivers, man. They have the ability to run with the ball after the catch. And you just didn't see that with a lot of tight ends back in the day. You had your special guys, the Shannon Sharps of the world and those guys. But, for the most part, that was a catch and fall position, but now these guys have the ability to run with the ball after the catch.